American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We don't have our own. We work for other people.
That's Cassidy Johnston. She and her husband work on a ranch just outside of Roswell, New Mexico. And again, she's the only person in her family that has anything to do with the cattle industry. She noted that it's hard to get into the cattle industry and really own anything, but they're happy to manage a ranch.
Because my husband grew up in ag, but his family does not have a ranch. And the barriers to entry for young people without lots of money are very, very high. I'm sure you know that. We have two young kids, and so we're trying to save money. And we do have horses. You know, we have our own horses, which is great. But that's all I've done since 2010. That's all we've ever done together. My husband is a cowboy, like, through and through.
And Johnston, because of her interest in sustainability, she's been chosen as an ambassador for the U.S. Farmers Ranchers Alliance.
Yep, that's me. I'm the only Just Beef member.
We asked Johnston what honed her interest in the whole sustainability topic on beef. And of course, she did go to school and studied environmental studies.
Sustainability has always been something I've been really interested in. Obviously, when you go to school in Boulder, it's a huge focus of pretty much every major at that university and of the campus itself. And I really believe that sustainability is what is our next big thing for the world. And one of my nerdy passions in where cattle are concerned is I love record keeping. This is the first ranch we've worked on that has not been registered cattle. So the last ranch we worked for was the Silver Spur. It's one of the biggest ranches in the country.
And of course, that area of the country is Colorado.
And we worked on the seed stock division of that ranch. And so I did all the cattle records there.
Oh, wow. Loving to keep records. That's pretty nerdy, all right.
Oh, I love it. Well, and to me, traceability is fascinating. I talk about it a lot. I have a cattle women's group here that I'm a part of, and we talked about it a lot. And I think that sustainability is our next big thing. It's going to be what is going to drive, I think, probably pretty much every aspect of business as we have more people. And obviously, the planet is not growing. We don't want to turn more land that's not already agricultural or urban into agriculture or urban. Sustainability for beef. I mean, it's still not defined great, but people are starting to come together on what it means. And so it ended up being a thesis about why ranchers and environmentalists should work together since they have a lot of the same goals, you know, protecting open space and wildlife. And while I was doing that, I went to kind of intern on a ranch in Colorado that my mom knew the owners of, and I loved it. So I stayed the whole summer. And they hired me to hay, which was interesting when you've never run a tractor before. And then they hired me back when I graduated in December.
So that's the first ranch she worked on.
So that ranch is in North Park, Colorado, which the home place there is above 8,000 feet. And so they get a lot of snow. So they feed hay for 9 months of the year. So you spend 2 or 3 months in the summer putting up hay. You know, we did several thousand tons every year.
She now ranches in New Mexico. And she's a sustainability officer with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. More news at AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.